You're listening to a podcast from cliftondiocese.com, the Catholic Church in the West of England, winner of 14 media awards in the past 4 years.
The next element that we're looking at by Buchelaer is that of fire. And what's intriguing, particularly about this one, but about them all, is that when you think of the elements, you expect to, well, I suppose I would at least expect to find them outside in some rural setting or something like this. But in a strange way, they're largely domestic. And so what we have here is his representation of fire is an extremely busy kitchen. And the fire is absolutely central. People are busy drinking and cooking, and there's a huge amount of activity, a big pile of dirty dishes all waiting to be used or cleaned or whatever. In the foreground, we have lots of very red meat, game and fowl, all waiting to be cooked and prepared and all the rest of it. So we have a sense of an extremely busy moment in life. Then there's an open door. One that takes us outside and one that takes us into another room clearly within this house. And when you look through that door, you see there's another domestic scene that's going on, one that's very familiar to us, one of Martha and Mary.
And I think that ordinariness, it's almost as if the house is preparing, you know, the meal for the guest. It's not just Martha, that you really get a sense that this is part of hospitality. I like the little drunk man, or the man who's, well, I'm presuming he's drunk, but he's sat there warming himself by the fire, but he's having a sort of a quick pint while the meal's being cooked and people are gathering around stoking the fire. But again, I think you talked in the first one, James, about the first painting that we had about abundance.
Yeah.
And this is obviously a family that doesn't starve. This is a scene that doesn't starve. Look at the mussel shells strewn around. That's obviously the first course, maybe. But that beautiful scene of Martha and Mary, you can see Mary stood up, you know, entreating the Lord just to sort of whip her sister up into a kind of interactivity rather than sat there listening. But again, doesn't that gospel speak to us in our everyday environment, in our everyday occupation, that there has to be time amidst the busyness, amidst the activity, for us just to simply be with the Lord and aware of his presence?
You're absolutely right, of course, finding the time. But I think there's also a great deal of humour in this picture. And maybe it's just me, because when I look at the activity and the mess of this kitchen and what's being cooked in, it reminds me of what it's like when I'm trying to cook. So I can identify very closely with this one. Of course, we don't live so luxuriously.
Nor do you have lovely maids like
Let Us Pod from cliftondiocese.com, reflecting the life of the Catholic Church in the West of England, winner of 14 media awards in the past 4 years. cliftondiocese.com, updated every day with your stories and your views. Make sure you're part of it. Email letuspod@cliftondiocese.com.